Greg, I do love you. I know that sounds fake, but I have a very warm feeling about you. There aren't many people I know that I'd almost invite over to my house. I care about you. I don't know why, I just do. You have balls of steel, and you are one of the funniest guests on my radio show. Thank you for your endless hours of comedy, and congrats on getting the book deal you deserve. Now, all of America will rejoice in your brilliance and avoid getting shit on by authority. Howard Stern. Prologue. How an Indiana prom launched a literary masterpiece. A little rebellion now and then is a good thing. Thomas Jefferson. The letter arrived in my mailbox 2 weeks after the performance. That particular night stood out from the mind-numbing succession of college shows I just performed in the upper Midwest. It had been one of those magic ones that make all the travel and loneliness worth it. I was living in New York at the time, going to acting school during the day, and performing as many as 7 shows a night in the city. On a good night, after cab fare, I'd net about $60. The college shows helped make ends meet. I'd fly to a city, rent a car, and then drive 4 hours to do a show that night, usually arriving